Thank you. and welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast. My name's Jason Barnard, and for the next hour, you'll be listening to a great selection of tracks with strong connections with Denny Lane, singer, guitarist and songwriter for two of the best bands of all time, the Moody Blues and Wings. I bumped into Denny at the Fab Four show in Las Vegas a few months back, which has inspired me to produce a show dedicated to his fantastic career. You've just heard Denny's version of Band on the Run, which was re-recorded a few years back. Denny has reinterpreted much of his back catalogue recently, but as you hear, he's done it superbly. You'll be hearing tracks from most of his projects, many of which have strong links with the Beatles. However, we next have two songs from the Moody's towards the end of Denny's tenure in the band. Have the Moody Blues moved with the time since Go Now was a smash hit, and they created a few singles written by Denny and Mike Pinder, which were more delicate and baroque. First, we have the classic Boulevard de la Madeleine from 1966, and then we have Life's Not Life, which was released a year later.
Life's not life.
tracks from the Moody Blues, with Denny Lane demonstrating that the Moodies could have had a fantastic career and blossomed well into the late 60s and beyond if the band had stayed in its original guise. Next to a project that Denny kicked off after he left the band, the Electric String Band. Now, the Electric String Band pioneered the use of amplified string instruments. I think they supported Hendrix in their day and featured on John Peel's show regularly. But the amplifying of the string instruments was years before ELO, and the band also featured Trevor Burton, who used to be in The Move, and Vivian Prince of The Pretty Things. So here we are, the Electric String Band, which is our second and final doubleheader of the show. And we're in for a treat because it's both sides of the band's second single from 1968. Firstly, it's Too Much In Love, which was the A-side, and next we have the tremendous B-side, Catherine's Wheel.
Telling you I'm too much in love to call you, and I feel so bad about it. I'm too much in love to call you. I don't want to be bad for you. I don't want you being worried too. Now I don't want to hurt a girl like you. Too much in love to call you. I'm too much in love to call you. You're all dressed up in the best. You got everything you need now. It's not enough to give you love and to take your freedom. I don't want to be bad for you. I don't want you being worried too. Now I don't want to hurt a girl like you. Too much in love to call you. I'm too much in love to call. One day I'll try again. I'll try again to call you. Try again to call your name. And I'll be much older then. I might be better for you. I need a little time to change. I'm such a love to call you. I'm such a love to call you. I don't want to be bad for you. I don't want you being worried too. I don't want to hurt a girl like you. I'm too much in love to call you. I'm too much in love to call. One day I'll try again. I'll try again to call you. I'll try again to call your name. And I'll be much older then. I might be better for you. Need a little time to change. I'm too much in love to call you. I'm too much in love to call you. For you and I don't to be worried too. Not with a girl like you. Too much in love to call you. I'm too much in love to call. Too much in love. Too much in love. Too much in love to call. Of a heel, it's turning the ground to powder.
wonderful. They don't make them like that anymore. Denny Lane's Electric String Band with the A-side and B-side of their second single, Too Much In Love, followed by Catherine's Wheel. In 1969, Denny joined forces with an all-star lineup for Ginger Baker's Air Force, including Ginger, of course, Rick Gretsch, Stevie Winwood and Graham Bond, and many more. Their second gig on the 15th of January 1970 at a sold-out Royal Albert Hall was recorded and released as Air Force's debut LP, which made significant headway in the UK and US charts. Man of Constant Sorrow, sung and arranged by Denny, was a key track on the record.
Yeah. Denny Lane, the man of constant sorrow.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I'll say goodbye. Your mother says that I'm a traveler. My face you'll never see no more. But there's one promise, darling. I'll see you on God's golden shores. Through this whole world, I'm about to ramble. I'll see you slow. I'm about to take that morning railroad. Perhaps I'll die on that train. I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I'll say goodbye to Birmingham.
Man of Constant Sorrow by Denny Lane and Ginger Baker's Air Force. Now, we have missed arguably Denny's greatest record, his debut single as part of the Electric String Band in 1967. Say You Don't Mind was an underground hit that year but never broke through the charts. However, former Zombies lead singer Colin Blunstone recognised the song's classic status 5 years later and released the track on the Epic label, where it reached number 15 in the UK charts. Here's, according to me, one of the best songs ever written, Say You Don't Mind, and listen out for that high note.
I realize that I've been in your eyes some kind of fool. What I do, what I did, stupid fish, I drank the pool. I've been doing some dying, now I'm doing some trying. So say you don't mind, and let me off this time. I came into this scene when my dreams were getting bad. And who rides with the tide and who's glad with what it had? I've been doing some whining, now I'm doing some finding. So say don't mind, you let me off this time. I'm blind, something inside, say you don't mind. Better times, that's a time to get back and think up some better line. I've been doing some growing, but I'm scared where you're going. So say you don't mind, you let me off this time. You let me off this time.
Now in 1971, a year before Say You Don't Mind finally became a hit, Paul McCartney formed Wings with his wife Linda, drummer Denny Sewell, as well as Denny Lane of course. More, lots more about that later. However, throughout this period, Denny was working on a fine batch of solo material, so good it's difficult to pick the best track. The LP, Our Lane, was released in late 1973 and is well worth seeking out. Here's a fantastic song called Baby Caroline.
done. And you won't stop until you've got your very fortune. I'm on to you, baby. I'm on to you, baby. I'm on to you, baby, Caroline. You come unstuck, run out of luck, the way you're going. And in its place will be disgrace before you know it. I'm on to you, baby. I'm on to you, baby. I'm on to you, baby, Caroline. Caroline, Caroline. You're just a child born way before your time. Caroline, Caroline. Girl, I wanna make you, make you, make you mine.
Track that one, and well worth seeking out if you can get it. Baby Caroline from the album Our Lane. By the time of that album's release, Denny had been in Wings with Paul and Linda McCartney for about 2 years, where that band released Wings Wildlife and Red Rose Speedway, and a selection of pretty good singles as well. 1 month after Our Lane came out into the shops, Wings released Band on the Run, which is obviously one of the most successful albums ever made, and deservedly so. Denny co-wrote No Words with Paul, highlighting Denny's underappreciated songwriting ability. However, before we hear No Words, let's have a few words about the making of Band on the Run from Paul and Denny.
But I say we did get mugged and stuff and lost all the tapes. So I'd written most of the songs, and I did remember them all. But it was very slim backgrounds, you know. It would be me on drums, and we'd probably normally, me and Denny had started off with a couple of acoustics to just get the song down, like you would for a demo, and then we'd just build it up like a sculpture.
I can remember exactly what happened when we got there, that half the equipment at EMI Lagos didn't work. It was there, but it wasn't plugged in. And it was just kind of starting again, the challenge, you know, and it was great. I enjoyed it. The basic format was that Paul played drums and I played rhythm guitar. I can remember one day we actually went down to Ginger Baker's studio and did one of the tracks. It could have been Mamounia, I think. And Ginger played a fire bucket full of gravel as a maraca.
Mamounia, 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 oh. Mamounia, Mamounia, oh.
It was like a home studio, if you see what I mean. Nobody else knew what the hell we were doing, only us. But we seemed to get a great feel. We were in a strange land, a strange place, up against the odds in a way. And we'd spent so many hours, like, talking about everything from, like, you know, vegetarianism to farming to horses to everything to do with the business, the management and the record. You know, just like people do in bands who are together all the time, you know. And we had a feel for each other so that we could kind of bounce off each other in all things. I haven't really listened to Band on the Run, you know, since those days until recently, and I see it as an outsider does now, because I think when you're working on something, you listen to it when you're making it, then you don't hear it again because everybody else is listening to it then. I just like the total feel of it, you know. It's not a matter of the tracks, it's just the total thing and the memories, you know. That's the thing with me. So it, as I say, it's not the tracks, it's the concept album, and it means what it was, you know. Three people in Lagos having a laugh, apart from when they got robbed. You know, even that was a little bit of excitement, you know. Everywhere I've gone, Band on the Run has been the album that people talk about. I've kind of always had that legacy with me, you know, that I was on that album, and it was my favourite as well.
Halfway through our Denny Lane special show now. This is the Strange Brew podcast, and my name's Jason Barnard. We heard the story of Band on the Run, a short extract by Denny and Paul, followed by No Words by Wings. A year later, Wings regrouped to help Paul's brother Mike to record his second solo album, Magia, which we know quite well here, as we previously played Sea Breezes on our glam rock show. Denny Lane was featured on McGear's album throughout on electric guitar and vocals. The song Leave It, written by Paul, was recorded actually at Abbey Road and became a hit single in the UK, reaching number 36 over here. our hit single for the Strange Brew podcast. That was Mike McGee, backed by Wings, with Leave It from 1974. Wings, of course, in this period continued to have great success. However, in early 1976, Paul McCartney was getting some flack and criticism, a bit unfair that Wings was purely a solo vehicle for himself. So around this time, Paul encouraged each member of the band to contribute more songs, and there was a lot more lead vocals by different members of the band in this period. So the album Wings at the Speed of Sound had a couple of songs which Denny sang lead, our next being the moving Paul McCartney composition, The Note You Never Wrote.
Bottle floated out to sea after days when it had found the perfect spot. It opened up. And I read the note that you never wrote to me.
That was The Note That You Never Wrote from Wings at the Speed of Sound from 1976. One year later, the band, now just a trio of Paul, Linda and Denny, enjoyed their biggest single success with a song that Denny helped to co-write with Paul. Mull of Kintyre, a tribute to the Kintyre Peninsula in Scotland, where Macca had a home and recording studio since the late 60s. In the Wingspan TV documentary, Paul explained that when the Beatles finished, he felt washed up and redundant, so he got out of London, and the area gave him privacy and isolation that brought back a new self-confidence to him, which actually partly inspired the song. Mull of Kintyre, although selling over 2 million copies over here and actually spending 9 weeks at number one, was not a hit in America, where as the B-side to Girl School, it reached number 33 in the Billboard Hot 100. Here's Denny's biggest hit as part of Wings, Mull of Kintyre.
Mull of Kintyre, oh mistrolling in from the sea, my desire is on. And much have I seen, dark distant mountains with valleys of green, past painted deserts, the sun sets on fire as he carries me home to the Mull of Kintyre. Oh, mist rolling in from the sea, my desire is always to be here, oh, Mull of Kintyre.
Love Can Tire by Wings. Now to a song that was a big hit in America, but actually a slightly less so in Britain. Number 2 in America and I think number 13 in Britain. All Those Years Ago by George Harrison. Now this song was a tribute to John Lennon, who'd recently been murdered, and also featured Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, as well as George, of course. Linda McCartney and Denny Lane also contribute backing vocals. Here's All Those Years Ago.
I'm shouting all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dog. They knew were the one who had made it so clear. All those years ago. Talking all about how to give. They don't act with much honesty. But you put the way to the truth when you say all you need is love. Living with good or bad, I always looked up to you. Now we're left cold and sad by someone, the devil's best friend, someone who abandoned.
Years Ago by George Harrison from 1981, with backing vocals from Paul and Linda McCartney as well as Denny Lane. Around this time, Wings reconvene and try to record tracks. However, once John Lennon was killed, the session stopped and eventually restarted as a Paul McCartney solo project. I think it was in April of 81 that Denny left and Wings broke up. The 1982 Paul McCartney album Tug of War actually featured Denny, who played guitar, synthesizer and bass on the superb track Wanderlust.
Thank you.
Wanderlust by Paul McCartney with bass and guitar from Denny Lane. Well, it's almost time to go, but I thought we'd finish where it all started with the classic Denny Lane song, The Moody Blues, UK number one and Billboard top 10 smash, Go Now. But before we go, please leave comments at thestrangebrew.co.uk website or email me at thestrangebrew@live.co.uk. We'll be going back to the summer of 67 next month, but let's now go back to the black and white days of November 1964 for Go Now. See you later.
We've already said